This morning we do consider the baptism of Jesus. And one of the reasons we do that, I think, and one of the reasons we do it at the beginning of a new year like this, is this is also a moment when we can pause and reflect on the nature of God. Because both these readings offer us an interesting picture of the God that we serve and the God into whose family we enter through baptism. And I want to do that, consider the nature of God this morning a bit by considering God's voice. Did you notice both these readings mention God speaking, God's voice? It's the voice that Jesus hears, and here's the answer to your question, Jim. Mark says that it was Jesus who hears this voice. The voice says, "You are my son, my beloved." Some of the other gospels say the crowds heard the voice, or John hears the voice. But Mark implies that it was simply Jesus who hears the voice of God. And you know, I've heard people say over the years, and I've thought it occasionally, kind of lamented that in Scripture, God seems to speak so clearly. But God doesn't always seem to speak that clearly anymore. You ever think that? Oh, if only God would just, you know, with through a bullhorn, just say, "Steve, here is what I want you to do." As of right now, I've never heard, you know, that. But I've over the years begun to think maybe it's not that God isn't speaking as clearly as God used to. It may be that we aren't as good at listening. We get distracted by a lot of other things. Anyway, in the Mark's telling of the baptism of Jesus, it is Jesus who hears this voice. But notice what the psalm tells us about God's voice. I mean, this is a fairly violent psalm. It's all about nature and creation. And the voice that this psalm talks about is the voice of God that speaks at creation, that says, "Let there be light," and there is light. And then goes on to speak everything that is created. That's the power of God's voice. And in this psalm, we are told, the Lord's voice is strong and majestic, and it breaks cedar trees, and it shakes the wilderness, and it convulses the oak trees, and the Lord's voice is a fiery flame. This is a pretty ferocious, powerful picture of the Lord's voice at work. It reminded me of two natural disasters that I've been in, among others. One was when I was living in Southern California, I experienced a couple earthquakes. And I found being in an earthquake one of the eeriest experiences I have ever been part of, because if you've never experienced an earthquake, I mean, everything is moving, and that's eerie enough, but I remember the sound of an earthquake. There's almost this low rumble, almost a moan that's coming. It seems like it's coming from the earth itself, and I just remember it sort of made, as if being in an earthquake wasn't scary enough, it just made the hair on the back of my neck kind of stand up. It was eerie. Awesome. Maybe the voice of God. The other is being in hurricane before. I mean, I'm a Midwesterner, so we get our tornadoes and our storms and all that, and they come and they go and they're over. And I've experienced hurricanes where that wind just goes on forever and ever and ever and ever. And I think that's the worst part of being in a hurricane for me, was that sound that just didn't stop. The voice, perhaps, of God. God is powerful and mighty and awesome. And sometimes we forget that. You know, as in the modern world, in the Christian church, sometimes we get too far on the spectrum of God is my friend, Jesus is my pal, my buddy. And we forget that God is also powerful and sometimes violent and awesome and totally unlike us. That's part of the Lord's voice. It thunders. It booms. It can strike fear into all creation because it is the voice of creation. And it should give us pause, that aspect of God, power and might and majesty. And yet, this is the same voice that speaks to Jesus at his baptism and blesses him and says, "You are my son. I love you. With you I am well pleased." It's the same voice that the prophet Elijah hears. Remember the story of Elijah outside the cave? And we are told there was an earthquake, there's a storm, but God was not in those things. Instead, Elijah hears God's voice in that moment in a sound of silence, quiet, peace. The voice of the Lord is also the voice of love. It's gentle and comforting. Did you notice the psalm this morning ends by saying, "Let the Lord bless his people with strength, and let the Lord bless his people with peace." God is the God of both power and might and strength, and a God of peace and comfort and love. And to us at times it might seem surprising that God is both those things. But upon reflection, how could God be other than both those things? Powerful and mighty, and yet at the same time gentle and loving. The voice of God is the voice that speaks to us in the dark and comforts us. It's also the voice that may shake our lives and turn them upside down. And so on this Sunday in which we remember the baptism of Jesus and the voice that spoke to Jesus, I remind you of this God we serve, a God whose voice can strike awe into us, and a God whose voice can give us exactly the peace and comfort and love that we need. I remind you of God's voice, which says to each one of us, "You are my child. I love you. With you I am well pleased." But I also may shake you up from time to time because I love you. That is our God. Amen.